Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this iOS 5 demonstration with VoiceOver, I want to show you a few new features that you can now do using a Bluetooth keyboard with VoiceOver and QuickNav and a couple of keys on the keyboard. So let me say I've got my iPhone turned on, VoiceOver is running, and I've already launched Safari. And I've typed in the Vision Australia website, which was www.visionaustralia.org. And I'm currently sitting on the homepage of Vision Australia. And the first thing I wanted to show you is now that in VoiceOver inline, we've got single letter key navigation. We've also got single key letter navigation on VoiceOver on the iPhone. So if I now press H for header, just on the Bluetooth keyboard, and of course I've got QuickNav turned on, we should be able to go through headers on the web page. So I press that now, H.
Seeing iDogs Australia Queensland Meet and Greet Day 2011, heading level 2.
H again.
Seeing iDogs Australia Spring 2011 Appeal, heading level 2.
And H again.
Help seeing iDogs like Cooper become super, heading level 2. Vision Australia 2011 Melbourne Cup Pin and Win Charity Partner, heading level 2.
And of course with the shift key we can go backwards, so shift and H.
Help seeing iDogs like Cooper become super, seeing iDogs Australia Spring 2011, seeing iDogs Australia Queensland Meet and Greet Day 2, Vision Australia Spring Appeal 2011, heading level 2.
Okay, so we can move forward by just the letter or backwards with the shift key. So for example, if I wanted to jump to the form element, such as an edit field, I type in just C, and it's gone past it, obviously. So let me do Shift C to jump back up the page.
Go button list end.
That's the part of the form for the find command on the web page. I'm going to do Shift C again.
Search text field.
Now, of course, to type into that search field, I would turn QuickNav off, which is just your left and right arrow keys together. So if I do that now,
QuickNav off.
I can start typing into that search field, so I can type in DAPTIVE space and so on. So I'm going to delete that, get rid of the word adaptive, turn QuickNav back on.
QuickNav on.
And the other commands you can do are things like B for button, of course. If I press B,
go button, list end.
Turn back to that go button. If I press L, it'll go to link.
Vision Australia Spring Appeal 2011, see to Queensland Meet and Seeing iDogs Australia 2011 Melbourne, heading level 2.
Or link. Shift L to go back by link.
2011 Melbourne, Seeing iDogs Australia Spring 2, see to Queensland Meet and Greet, Vision Australia Spring Appeal 2011, link, list start.
So single key letter navigation now is really fantastic. And of course, if you wanted to explore what other letters were there for navigation, you could do Control Option K.
Starting help.
Start help. And while QuickNav is turned on, you can get the single letter key navigation. So if I press H.
H. Next heading.
And Shift H.
Capital H. Previous heading.
Okay, if I press I.
I. Next image.
And Shift I.
Capital I. Previous image.
Okay, T.
T. Next table.
And Shift T.
Capital T. Previous table.
So let me just press Control Option,
Option
Escape to
control.
Come out of keyboard help.
Escape. Activates the back button if present. Stop Bing help.
Let me go to the top of the page with option up arrow.
Page 1 of 3.
Now, another really, really cool feature now available on the Bluetooth keyboard is the search command to search for stuff on the screen. And the same on the Mac, it's actually Control Option F for find.
Enter search text.
Okay, I'm going to type in, just for 72, I'm going to type in the word vision, V-I-S-I-R-N, and hit enter.
Vision Australia Blindness and Low Vision Services image.
And to continue searching by that particular character string, you can do Control Option G.
Vision Australia Radio. Welcome to Vision Australia. Vision Australia Spring Appeal 2011. Jenny has lived with low vision all her life. Today there are still too many Vision Australia Spring Appeal. Vision Australia 2011. Vision Australia is proud as charity partner. Vision Australia.
Okay, and of course, if you want to go backwards with the same search string, it's Shift Control Option G.
Vision Australia is proud. Vision Australia 2000. Vision Australia Spring Appeal. Today there are still too many Australians like Jenny has lived with low vision all her life. But the loss.
Okay, so really, really excellent. Now, in a previous demo, I actually did a demonstration of relabeling an icon on my home screen, which I relabeled the music icon, which is now in iOS 5 rather than called the iPod. It's now called music, and I renamed that back to the iPod. Let me relabel that now back to its proper setting, music, by using the control option slash command on the Bluetooth keyboard, the same with the custom label command that's in VoiceOver on the Mac. So let me just press control option H to go back to my home screen.
Safari.
Okay, and I'm Safari, and I'll do right arrow.
iPod.
So I've got VoiceOver Quick Nav running. And I'm going to relabel that. So of course that would be shift control option question mark.
Alert. Label element. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. iPod.
Perform action, of course.
Quick nav off.
And I'm now editing with that edit field.
I.
So I press right arrow.
Capital
I'm going to
P
get
o
to the end
D
of iPod. Then I'm going to press the backspace.
D O capital I.
That's all gone. I'm typing music.
M-U-S-I-C.
Press enter.
P clock.
Okay, jump down to the bottom of the screen with control down arrow.
Music.
And there it is. It's relabeled music. And so I press left arrow.
Safari.
Press Safari, right arrow.
Music.
I'm back to music. So you can definitely relabel items from the home screen as well. So you can definitely relabel items from using the Bluetooth keyboard as well. And another one that you can use on the Bluetooth keyboard. In another demo, I showed you how to use the item chooser. So the item chooser is exactly the same command on the Mac with VoiceOver. Here on the Bluetooth keyboard, it's the same, which is control option I for item chooser. So if I do that now, control option I.
Item chooser, 20.
Okay, and if I do right arrow, because I've got quick nav turned on.
Mail, 7 new items, music, P clock, phone.
Just put it all on the list. So I do left arrow.
P clock, music, mail, search field, is editing, character mode.
You've actually got a search field, so you can actually type and search for items in the item chooser. And if you don't want to use the item chooser, you can just press the escape key.
Music.
And it makes a little sound, which I quite like the sound of, that escapes the item chooser. I would probably suggest this is really useful for when you want to find something quickly in an application. But I guess in some ways I'd probably use the find command, which is the control option F for find, rather than using the item chooser. But I'm sure we'll find out uses for it as we go along. So that concludes this demonstration of using the Bluetooth keyboard with VoiceOver. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Vision Australia. Blindness and low vision services.